out here.
Man, I like those shoes. They kind of stand out. Got the whole video of the song? Good. Any other kids? Keith, you're welcome to come. Wow, y'all get double candy this morning. How's that? You think that's good? You think that's good? All right. How many times is love mentioned in the verses we're looking at this morning? Did you count them?
I don't have a paper.
Okay. Yeah. Did I say children and adults?
Yeah. But I never got a paper.
I don't want excuses. Next time when I say children and adults, I mean children and adults. Okay. Well, I can't talk. No, we're going to be talking about love this morning, and you know, in America, love is a very misunderstood word. Okay, because we use it for a lot of different things. Because I can come here and say, you know, Asher, I just love your hair. Or, Nala, I just love your shoes blinking. Did y'all notice that? I love your dress. Okay? But I also can come around and I can go, I love you guys. Or, does that embarrass you? No. Or, I could look at a hot dog with mustard on it and go, I love hot dogs. Hot diggity dog, that's right. So we use the word love all the time. And in the English language, it's very hard to sometimes know what love is. So I'm going to tell you what the Bible teaches love is. You help me with this. Is love a feeling? Yes or no?
Yes.
Like if you saw a girl, Asher, you'd go, I love you. Are you feeling? No. Okay. If you saw a young man, would you tell, I love you. You feel something? And see, a lot of people, love is a feeling, but that's not.
It's a thing. It's a thing. It's not a thing, but a person.
Is it a thing?
It's a person. It's a thing, or a person, or anything. God?
Okay, well, we have to love God, yeah, but. But, okay, let me help you. Let's say this. What I want you to practice doing today, instead of telling people, I love you, because I'm sure you tell your mama and dad, I love you. Here's what I want you to remember. Love is a verb. It's an action. So, if Asher loves me, you're going to help me. You love me. It's okay to love me. I'm your pastor. Or if Nala loves me and she sees that I'm carrying the candy bucket and it's too heavy, you could do what? Do what?
Help.
Or if you tell your mama, say, I love you, and your room is a wreck, what could you do? Clean it up. Because you see, listen, here's what it says in the Bible. It says in 1 John 3:18, Dear children, let us not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions. So one of the best ways that you can show that you love God is by the way you live your life. It means you're not like everybody else. The way that you show your love to your family, your friends, is that you do something for them. You just don't say, I love you. Okay? So your assignment today is to show your family and friends how much you love them, not by what you say, but by kind actions. Okay?
So it's about what? Like how you act.
How you act, exactly. When Kinley tells you, instead of telling Kinley, I love you, Kinley, you know what? You're going to say, I'm going to wash the dishes for you, Kinley. Trying to help you out, Kinley. I'm trying to help out. Really am, okay? All right. It's something you do, not something you say, okay? Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kids. Help them to show how much they love others by what they do, not by what they say. In Jesus' name.